100 feet. For a howdy hello from the people you meet. Well, we got the place where your stomach will turn. And if you don't block it, your skin it will burn.
I whip flash forward, pass a one-two punch. Got a bunch of
can't help it, Lil. I got Slash Mountain Fever. Only the coolest water park ever, and we're going tomorrow without our parents.
Guys, I've been thinking, do I really want to careen off the side of a 200-foot cliff in a used inner tube?
Chucky, you can't back out now. Susie's singing, and she's expecting us there. Not to mention they finally reopened Whiplash Gorge.
After settling all those pesky lawsuits... Oh, Tommy's right. I made a decision to conquer my fear of Whiplash Gorge, and that's exactly what I plan to do.
Good call, Chucky. You have nothing to fear but fear itself.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Oh. Why didn't you tell me you're singing at Slosh Mountain tomorrow? This is huge!
Well... You know, it's not a solo, but it's still a good gig. Wait a minute. What do you want?
You got any more free tickets to Slosh Mountain?
I gave them all away.
To everyone else but me?
I didn't think you wanted to come.
I didn't. I just wanted to go on Whiplash Gorge.
And FYI, so do your dumb friends.
I bet they don't even show up at your lousy show.
Got a hunch, you're gonna lose your lunch.
This isn't gonna be easy, but don't worry, I can handle it. Boys, your mother wants to talk to you.
We're having a bit of a family crisis. Your dad's convention got rescheduled for today. Grandma Minka has to take care of her sister Gietel, and I have an emergency blood drive to run.
Yeah?
So, you two have to pick up Grandpa Boris from the optometrist.
No!
Mom, how can you do this to us? You're gonna deny us Slosh Mountain so you can work a blood drive? That is so selfish.
We feel terrible, but Grandpa Boris is older now. He needs some help doing things. Still, let go of my ankles. They're getting sweaty.
But Mom, Susie's expecting us.
I'm sure she'll understand.
But, Mom...
Enough! You want to be treated more like adults? Well, with that comes responsibility.
Whoa, wait. I think there's been some confusion here. I don't need to be treated like an adult. That was Tommy's deal.
Man, that just about tore me up.
Mom, don't you think this hymn line's a little 90s? 1890s? Hello? Oh, hey, Tommy, what's up? Really? Oh, no, I totally understand. Tell your grandpa I said hi.
For the love of mercy, help me!
What is it, Chuck?
Just read the fine print. Specifically that Slosh Mountain is not responsible for extreme bodily harm.
You know lawyers. Always so worried about losing limbs.
I can throw up more times than anyone here.
You're on.
Don't do it, Kimmy. He has a wicked gag reflex.
Oh, this is so messed up.
Check it out. This is you after Mom told us we couldn't go to Slosh Mountain.
Huh? Don't touch me. I can walk fine. You didn't dilate my legs, did you?
Now, Mr. Kropotkin, the best thing is to rest your eyes while they're dilated like this Maybe take a nice long nap.
You take a nap! I'm not blind! Oy. I don't need any help getting home. In the old country, we used to walk 10 miles just to get a cup of milk. And it wasn't even the real thing. It was runoff.
Did you happen to notice where this bus goes?
Slosh Mountain? No way!
Pish Mountain? What's that?
Nothing, Grandpa.
You know, we could still go.
How?
He can't see. We'll park him somewhere and tell him he's at the senior center.
Dill, if Mom and Dad found out, we'd be toast. Actually, we'd be lucky to be toast. We'd be the burnt stuff you scrape off the toast.
Bro, they won't find out. We'll see Susie Singh, hit Whiplash Gorge, in and out 30 minutes.
Oh, I don't know.
Technically, they didn't say we couldn't go to Slosh Mountain. They said we have to pick up Grandpa. Who says we can't do both?
It would be a shame to waste the tickets.
Now you're talking, Tee. And just think of poor Grandpa, stuck in that stuffy house all day with his broken eyes.
And if we wanted chocolate milk, it was another 10 miles for the cocoa. And it wasn't even real cocoa. It was just a very nice-tasting diet.
You know, the fresh air would probably be good for him.
Well, here we are, Grandpa. Good old senior center.
Why'd you bring me here? I hate this place.
You love the senior center. All your friends are here.
What friends? Harry! All he talks about are his goldstones. Ira, that gun owes me 10 big ones. Anyway, are you sure this is the senior center? Doesn't sound like it. Or smell like it.
That's because, it's Deep Fried Chocolate Bar Tuesday. We'll snag you one. Stay right here, Grandpa. Don't go anywhere.
Don't have any fun, you mean? Hey, grab me a cup of coffee, will you, boys? Ira? Is that you? It's you, all right, you Welcher! You still owe me $10 from Kness tonight! And this time, I'm not accepting rubles! Come back here, Ira! You gun of you!
Who you calling Ira, old man? The name's Irving.
Oh, I'm sorry. Aha! There's Ira! Come back here!
Grandpa,
Ira.
You want milk or Grandpa? Oh, no! Dill!
What?
We lost Grandpa!
Okay, I'm an old dude with whacked out vision. Where do I go?
Boris!
Oh, why didn't I listen to you? I knew this was a huge mistake.
Why are you so freaked?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe because we lost a temporarily blind elderly man in the middle of a 20-acre death trap? Ah!
Just chill, brother man. What could possibly happen?
You can't hide forever! You hear me, Ira?
Hey, no! Watch it, Pops!
Pardon me. I'm looking for my old nemesis, Ira. Last name Kieselheim. Occupation, no goodnik. Nice schnauzer. What'd I say? Nice and crowded all of a sudden. I feel like a canned tuna. Never have given those old fogies those electric wheelchairs.
Move it!
Hey, watch it!
Mister!
Blow it out of your hearing aids!
This is it.
Whiplash Gorge, the only ride in the world with its own hospital.
The stuff of dreams.
Bad dreams?
You'd have to be crazy to go on this thing. Who's first?
Help me!
Check out the massive line. We'll be here for hours. Oh, wouldn't you know? The line for Drippy Hill is non-existent. Yep, I'll just go on Drippy Hill. And by the time I'm done, this line will be down. Guys? Fine. I'll go with you to the top.
But I'm not making any promises.
La 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 la.
Hey, Suze, ready to rock out?
You know it.
Did you say you needed 6 seats or 4?
No, just 4. 2 of my friends canceled. They're taking care of their grandfather. Me, 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 me. Or not. For once in her life, Angelica's right. They don't care about me. Just Whiplash Gorge.
Grandpa! Boris!
Just so you know, if we never find him, this is all on you. I think we're looking at this the wrong way. Maybe grandpas are like chickens, and some prefer the comfort and security of the hen house, while others are born to roam the free range.
Do you believe even half the stuff that comes out of your mouth?
There he is!
Grandpa Boris!
Sweet! Can you make intestines?
That's it, Dill. We're calling security.
No way. If we go to security, they'll take our names. If they take our names, they'll call Mom and Dad. If they call Mom and Dad, remember your toast speech?
Yeah. What other options do we have?
Phil, Lil, Chucky, and Kimmy are here. They'll help us find him. It can't be that hard.
Ah, thought you could give me the slip, huh, Ira? I'd know that walker anywhere. Come back here, Ira! Ay! Yeah! What's this? Where am I? This isn't the senior center.
Woo! Woo! Woo!
Chucky, that was wicked awesome.
Let's go again!
Guys!
What are you doing here?
I thought you were on grandpa duty.
We sort of brought him here, but then Dill lost him.
Me?
That's right, you. It's your fault this happened.
How is it my fault? You listened to a guy wearing a bathing suit and a ski cap. How smart was that?
You use your hocus-pocus mind-control junk on me. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
I did not do that. Besides, everyone knows it doesn't work around water.
Stop it, you two. We're gonna find him. Let's break up into groups and cover the park. Tommy, Dill, and I will search the north end. Phil, Lil, and Chucky, take the south end. How will we know if one of us finds him? Emergency!
Hey!
No time to explain!
We're with the law, kid.
Okay, I'm Team Leader Alpha. Phil's Team Leader Delta.
Yes! In your face, Lil! Houston, we have a problem. We're going down.
What about Susie's show?
We're in a crisis situation. She'll understand if we're a little late. One minute. Team Leader Alpha to Team Leader Delta. Report, over.
This is Team Leader Delta, over.
Lil, what happened to Phil?
I relieved him of command. He was being an idiot.
Yay. Any sign of Blind Eagle? Still looking. You, over. Negative.
There he is! On the Colorado Rapids!
Oh, yeah! Why, hey, I the cowboy!
Go, go, go!
Hold it. There's a little matter of a stolen walkie-talkie.
This sure beats free hearing test day.
Oh, they got you too?
Afraid so.
All right. You know why you're here. Don't steal, etc. Just watch this video about pool rules and you can go.
Sir, we can explain.
Please don't. Frank, hit the lights.
The film you are about to see may shock you. It is the only way to emphasize the danger you face every time you visit a swimming pool. A danger known as not waiting at least a half an hour between eating and swimming.
Stop! My grandpa's in trouble!
Yeah, you should never go backside on a 4-foot curl.
Yeah! All right, we're on our way.
You found him? Where is he?
Whiplash Gorge.
Senior citizen, I can do whatever I want. There he is! Get him! You're not sending me back to Geezerville! Not till I do Whiplash Gorge! Hey!
Thank you.
is up with that disappearing act, Grandpa? You almost gave Tommy a meltdown. And kudos on the wicked sweet stage dive.
I'm sorry, Boychik. It's just that, well, when you're old, people don't let you have fun so much anymore. I guess I got a little carried away.
You know, they don't always let you have fun when you're a kid, either.
Maybe we keep this little adventure between us, huh?
Deal. Now that was mind control.
I thought it didn't work around water.
Oh, it does. What? I can't tell you everything.
Susie, I am so sorry.
Sorry.
Me too. We meant to be here.
No worries, guys. I know it wasn't on purpose.
Sorry I did a stage dive in the middle of your number, Suzala. But an old guy's gotta do what an old guy's gotta do.
Actually, the audience loved it so much, we're booked for the next 3 weeks. You up for a repeat performance?
Hey, you guys. How was the optometrist?
Ah, piece of cake.
In and out in 30 minutes.
No big surprises.
Well, we have a surprise for you boys. We felt really awful about making you miss your trip, so...
We got you season passes to Slosh Mountain!
For real?
Whoa!
Look at you two, acting like responsible adults. I'm so proud. Tommy, Dill, how did you boys get so sunburned? And Dad, why do you smell like chlorine?